coaches, ever since the basketball season ended, for some of us, we got to finish our entire season. And for others of us, our season was stopped prematurely due to the coronavirus. But regardless of when your season ended, there's so many great things going on right now online. And one of those things is just the online community surrounding the game of basketball and other sports, of people sharing the game. Webinars are going on. Some are free, some cost a little bit. But the amount of interaction that's going on between coaches, ideas are being shared. You know, everything from systems to culture building to all sorts of stuff, seeing so many great things online and seeing coaches communicate, help each other, share information, seeing so many opportunities for professional and personal growth with the online community, and hearing so many testimonials of people being like, man, I've spent more time growing my knowledge of the game or getting better in this area than I have in the last few years because I have so much time to get all this done, and people are prepping and planning and getting better. And I think all that stuff is fantastic. I've taken part in a few webinars, taken the opportunity to learn, to get better. And honestly, it's been fantastic. I think it's one of the positive things that is coming out of this entire situation. But there's also the flip side, the other end of the spectrum that I wanna draw upon and help us think about. And that is, coaches, some of us, and this, I'm going to put myself in this group as well. Some of us are in a season where maybe the idea of maybe our season ended or whatever your situation is, where you feel a bit burnt out, you are tired. And the idea of spending more time studying the game we love or coach or teach just doesn't really excite you right now. You still enjoy the game, you still love the game, you still love your job, you're still fortunate for it, but you need a break. And coaches, I wanna just put it out there, and maybe you just need somebody to say it, but to give you permission to stop. It is okay to stop for a season, whether it's a day, maybe it's a weekend, maybe it's a week. But coaches, I think every single one of us during our year and at certain times of our season and just in our life, we need to be able to press pause and to stop. And coaches, I found myself just in that situation this past weekend where my season ended, recruiting is busy, scheduling for next season, budget stuff, trying to get everything handled, got family at home. I'm the stay-at-home dad right now with all this stuff going on, and just life is full. There's a lot of changes, like many people are going through right now, and just had to take a step back and give myself permission to be like, hey, I need to stop for a few days because I'm starting to just feel that tension of I'm doing too much, too many webinars, too many professional development, and just so many things going on. And in order to maximize my time and my energy and just my passion, actually to get those things back, sometimes we just need to stop for a little bit just to rejuvenate us. And coaches, maybe some of you need that permission. Hey, just stop for a little bit. Put the computer down, put the phone down, whatever it is, just stop and let your cup be filled again in whatever way that is. So coaches, this past weekend, I got to Friday, I was just tired. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna shut her down for 3 days for Easter weekend. Put my phone away, turned it off, texted a few people, said, hey, going off the grid for a few days, talk to you on Monday. And the first 24 hours were a little weird, but by the second day, I was feeling pretty good. And today, and I know this won't be the case for everybody, but woke up feeling a lot more ready to go, ready to tackle recruiting, ready to tackle, you know, making these podcasts, ready to tackle engaging my players. And all that took was just 3 days. So coaches, maybe you're one of those coaches that needs that permission to stop. And if you're feeling that tension, that you are tired, burnt out, whatever it is, it's okay to stop for a few days. And sometimes I find that just helps us be our best selves for our families and for our players moving forward. So if that's you, here's your permission to stop for a little bit, rejuvenate, come back stronger than ever. Coaches, that was Culture Builders 198. Again, we'd love to hear from you at thriveonchallenge.com about our mentorship program and all the other great ways we can serve you. Just love a conversation. At Coach Soudan on Twitter. Hope you really enjoyed this episode. Have a great day.